Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
JJ, you found a really good chemistry as a line. You found good chemistry. Tage, you, and Yuri Kulik. What do you feel has gone well with the line that you have been able to develop this kind of chemistry?
I think just having fun out there and playing for each other. And I think the main thing is we're just all three last few games working really, really hard and working really hard for each other. And I think we just all benefit from that.
You're used to Tage coming up the middle and being the center. Now he's over on the wing. Is that a big difference as far from what you see? Like, you're going to see him maybe doing different things that way? Is it a big difference in your mind or no?
I don't really think so. I think he still plays this game like he played before. And even though he's on the wing now, maybe he's not getting the puck as low in our own zone sometimes now. But I think he still finds a way to be really, really productive on the wing. And, I mean, Cooley's playing, like, really, really good right now. So, it's been good for us.
You have good speed. Kulik has good speed. Is that a big part of it, too, that you guys can use your speed to open up chances?
Yeah, 100%. I think last night was a good example for that on the third goal that I had speed there going through them, and then Tomer pulled up. Cooley beat his guy and scored the game winner. So I think playing that way, I think we can really take advantage of that.
You led that play coming up the ice. You kept going, as you said, with your speed, and you take the defenseman with you. Is that what's going to happen almost every time? If you continue on, that defenseman has to stay with you?
Absolutely. And then Tomer has his options, I think. Can either shoot it, pass it to me, or pass it to Cooley. And he's a heck of a player, and he makes those plays any day. And great play last night, which got us the win.
We can go back to Vancouver. I would say this team has played 5 good games in a row. You didn't win them all. You've won 3 of them. But Vancouver, Calgary, Edmonton, the 2 games here at home. What has been maybe a little bit of the difference that you guys are playing better?
I think just competing. I think we're competing more than we did in the last month, maybe. And I think just playing more simple. I think we don't try to complicate too much. We get more pucks to the net, get more bodies there, and try to score some greater goals as well.
We can even go back to the game against Nashville. You had the lead. They took the lead, but there was no panic this time. It seemed like you guys got back to your game with it. It seems like maybe a different thought process than maybe earlier in the year.
Yeah, I think sticking to the game plan. I think just sticking to simplicity. And just staying with it. I think we didn't really get frustrated. We just believed in our group and believed that we can win a game.
The Devils, it's a while back. I mean, you played them in the first 2 games of the year overseas. But is it their speed that really helps them out and something that you guys have to be aware of?
I think so. I think really, really skilled team. Playing a really honest and good game. And I think we're going to be prepared for that and we're going to be ready.
Thank you, JJ.
Thanks.